There, do you have any idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic?
It's Venus.
Huh?
Venus.
Why not? We've bounced signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it, the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hello and welcome to Media Geek. This is your weekly look at the world of grassroots and independent media, as well as a critical examination of our media environment. My name is Paul Riesmandel, and I'm your host. On today's program, they're wearing uniforms, they're carrying horns, they have drums and other instruments, but something looks amiss, and they're hitting the streets all over the country and all over the world. Some call them radical, some call them out there. Some are just encroaching. They are marching bands. And live in the studio tonight, we have one of those. Environmental encroachment. You do want to stay tuned. So yes, it's interesting, people revisiting their youth, or maybe a youth they never had, with their instruments, and reclaiming a form that to some is militaristic and some is looks like nothing but a sort of organized repression. They are marching bands. Environmental Encroachment is from Chicago, and they're prepping up for a world tour. Actually, not quite world, but a great tour. And going out to something called Honkfest, because there's many of them. But I can't really describe it. You really need to taste it yourself. So let's go to Studio 105. Lucas is there, ready to put on Environmental Encroachment.
We'll be right back.
Environmental encroachment. So normally I'm Media Geek. The music just sits in between us talking, usually about independent media and about the things that enable us to create these things or the things that get in our way. So, but I like to bring in folks who aren't going to be stopped or just out there doing, which is one of the reasons I want to bring y'all in here. So we have Mike Smith here on one mic. Noted as fearless leader of environmental encroachment. I love the fact that you all dressed, not for radio, but for television. We've got bunny ears. We've got great hats. We've got marching band uniforms. We've got a blazer. Looks like you belonged in a really hot band with Desi Arnaz in the 1950s, along with the instruments and everything. And a great old pal of mine, Dan Merlo, is with a trombone on the other mic. Where does environmental encroachment get its start? Maybe, Mike, you can tell us.
Environmental encroachment got its start with just a group of people who got together to share talents. And we originally started kind of with a theme to make playground-type environments, both sculpturally and like an interactive kind of area, which is where the music kind of got involved. And the music part has really taken over as far as people coming together, whether it's a juggler or an acrobat or a trumpet player and a drummer, and to do kind of community-oriented music.
Talk about that. Talk about community-oriented music. I think, you know, people sometimes think about community-oriented music. You think, okay, we all go to the symphony. Or maybe we go down to the club, you know, and we go watch a band on stage. But I get a different vibe. I've seen you all before in performance. I've seen you all, you know, at a wedding. But maybe talk a bit about that community-oriented performance there.
For community music, that's... We're a group that, you know, invites people on referral, or people just see us and say, I've got to be in that band and join us. We are out there doing political events, sometimes out of our own time, you know, to for good causes. We lend music to, like, say, a parade. You know, it's, for example, a protest parade. You know, a music element really brings people, it makes people happier, it makes the march go better, it, like, doesn't... You know, children don't have to be afraid if it's like a confrontational type of thing. And we're all kind of an all-inclusive group. We try to, you know, get people to share everything they've got. And we really kind of fight against the whole, you know, music as you have to pay $275 for a ticket to come see us. And then on top of that, you have to pay for your parking and water. And we're going to be, you know, drinking out of gold chalices and you'll never see us. We're like, if we're playing a show with another band, we always try to be in the audience for them. And, you know, if we're at a festival, for example, we're always out, you know, with just the people out there.
And how long is environmental encroachment been around?
I remember us marching in 1998, so that would be 11 years, right?
So 11 years, okay. And, you know, Dan, maybe you'd be willing to describe an environmental encroachment event. Now, when did you get involved first?
My friend said, you got to march in this. It was an anti-war protest, mm-hmm. All-American anti-war marching band. But my friend got me to go out there and said, I'm not going on this parade unless you can find me a trombone. My trombones are all back at my mom's house in the basement. And, like, of course, my friend found a trombone because she's like that. And I met Rich over here. And
Rich is also on trombone.
Yes, Rich Capalbo, former animal trainer, shows our variety of people here, also our eldest member of the band, I'm proud to point out. But yeah, so I just started seeing these guys, and they kept popping up everywhere and anywhere, and then I saw them at this photo gig I was doing. And long story short, I said, I can do that. I want to be part of this. I've been looking for this, and it just happened, and I just haven't looked back on the train ride. You know, it's been going on since, what, 2005, March, February, according to Rich.
And so, I mean, what is... an event like? What is a show
what,
by environmental
what is an
encroachment
event,
like?
What is an
Yeah, you can just shout
like?
Out answers here. Woo!
Well, we chose a happening. We chose words to carefully design propaganda meeting that we came up with acrobatics, music, costumes, theatrics, and raw energy. So
I
it's
would
a
Psychedelic
marching band. We have different members have different descriptions, but, you know, I think we've gone with Magic Circus Band recently because it incorporates this sense of community, the sense of magic, this raw energy, this drive, this connecting with the audience. So I think Magic Circus Band gives us the freedom to just operate with what we're already doing and make it clear to people as a handshake, an entryway.
And so, just to make it clear, typically not marching in lockstep to a 2-4 beat.
Marching to a beat of a different drummer, if you will. How about that?
Marching to a beat of a different drummer.
Yeah, right.
How many of you are just
march quite a bit fancier than
March quite a bit fancier. I just want to say, how many of you were in a marching band, perhaps like in high school?
I was.
All right, I'll put up my hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, but not all of you. So let's go to a couple more songs here, because that's the fun part.
This is one of our originals that Dan actually wrote, called Rock Anthem.
Environmental encroachment. So you're not the only, I don't know what to call you, you know, there's insurgent marching band, radical marching band, magic circus band. You're not the only one out there, strangely enough.
Well, we've identified 55 honk kind of affiliated bands from as far away as Italy, our neighbors Canada. I don't know if we have a Mexican band yet, but we've got bands from all over the major cities and not so major cities in the United States. And
is there a field manual that helps us identify them in the wild?
Well, it's a secret handbook, and it's distributed on, like, photocopied anarchist-style, like, you know, propaganda distribution, if you know what I mean.
So this whole pile of band, about how many show up to this festival, Honk Fest, which is where?
It's going to be in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is it's right on the train line from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And we parade from downtown Somerville to our fair city of Cambridge on Sunday. Oh, we're taking it on the road. This year, Honk Fest has spun two offshoots. We have the Honk Festival in Providence, which is called Pronk. And then we have the Honk Fest in Brooklyn, which is called, of course, Bronk.
The dates, please. The dates.
Honk Fest starts in Boston. It's the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then on that Monday, about I'd say 13 of the 25 bands are going to continue, since a lot of them are traveling from as far as Seattle and Italy, and you know, some Chicago bands, some New Orleans bands, really from all around the country. Since we're going that far for Honkfest, which is kind of like our mecca for brass and drums and kind of entourage style parade bands and street bands, from Providence, even more, some more of the bands are going to go down to New York City, which is where a few of the bands are from. Actually, the first song we played is called Bumper to Bumper, and that's by our friends in a New York marching band called the Hungry March Band. And they've kind of donated that song to the honk community to play, so that when we are all together and there's 300 drummers and brass players walking down the street in Boston, we kind of have some songs to play like that.
So tell me what goes on in this fest. I mean, is it just the bands coming together, or is it bigger than that, or is it more, less organized than that?
There's some people that are organizing it are from the legendary kind of activist group called Bread and Puppet Circus. And they've moved down to Boston, and they do puppetry. And there's a parade that Honkfest sponsors called Reclaim the Streets for Bikes, Something, and Feet. And there's, you know, the 25 bands, and then a lot of local organizations, whether it's like Veterans Against the War or the Boston Roller Derby Team or whoever, you know, some kindergarten classes come out there. And everybody parades from Somerville to Cambridge on Sunday, and then ends up in Cambridge for the Oktoberfest, which Cambridge throws, which is a really big outdoor street.
How long
party.
Is it from, like, how far is it from Somerville to Cambridge?
It's a pretty far march for us. We're used to maybe marching around, you know, a few blocks here or there, maybe around the audience, but this is a good couple miles.
Okay, that's a good parade.
Our percussion section has been playing a lot of Latin rhythms. We played the bomba. We're going to play a Moroccan rhythm. We kind of specialize in two styles, either the Latin or the Moroccan. And that's one of our unique niches.
Real quick, let's give the drummers some. Let's say everybody who's on percussion before we get started.
I'm Blake Beckstrom on snare and cymbal.
I'm Becky DeVore on bass drum and percussion.
Bob DeVore on middle bass drum.
I'm Mr. Petey. You're playing drum, cowbell, clave, shakere, and Moroccan hand percussion known as karakub.
And I'm Carlos Pesciotto. I play the snare drum, cowbell, also the karakaba, or we call them kwakabas. And on this coming up song, St. James Infirmary, I will be singing.
Okay. And well, go ahead. Well, let's get everyone through here.
I'm Adam. I play the keys. I mean the trumpet.
I'm Five Shirts Workman. I play speed trumpet.
I'm Rich Capalbo. I play rhythm trombone, and I'm going to be playing bass on the next song.
And I'm John Santoro, and I play bass and marching drum.
I'm Kale Pippenberg. I play the flute, the sax, the trombone, and whatever else I can get my hands on.
You've already heard from me. I'm Dan Merlot, and I play the trombone.
Heard from me, Mike Smith. I'm the director of EE Magic Circus Band. We're proud to have a four-person trombone section. That's what I'm in.
All right, they are EE Environmental Encroachment, and they're going to play some more for us here on the Media Geek Show.
Saw my baby there.
she was stretched out on a long white table. So young, so cold, so fair. Let her go!
Let her go!
God bless her. Wherever she may be, now she can search the wide world over and never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, bury me in straight leg trousers, a box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold coin on my watch chain. Let all the boys know that I died standing pat. And bring me 6 crapshooting pallbearers. Have a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band at the top of my head so we can raise hell as we go.
Environmental encroachment. Well, you just got a few minutes left here on Media Geek. Wrapping up here, let's remind everybody about, so you're going on tour. You're going to do an event called Honkfest.
Our whole schedule is on encroach.net, which is the EE Magic Circus Band website.
Great, great. And you've got a, and you do have a new CD coming out very shortly. We want to make sure to mention that.
The name of our new CD, which will be available on CD Baby, if we can say that, .com,
we can,
is Fur Friendly Bunny Curious.
All right. Environmental encroachment. Stay tuned to the Media Geek radio show next week. We'll be talking about the early lives of Glenn Beck with an author, Alexander Zaitchik, who is currently writing a book on that esteemed radio DJ, and recently published some articles in Salon about him. It'll be a little less musical, but it should be and probably be more psychotic than anything that's going on here tonight on Media Geek. So to play us out here,
we're going to end up with a song that has been in our repertoire for a long time.
Okay. Like
some of our musicians have studied, including myself, in Morocco, and we have these metal kind of clacker instruments we call kwakaba, and we do some chanting. But this is dating back to pre-Islamic trance music from the Rif Mountains. So here we go.
That brings to a close another edition of Media Geek. We'll be back in one more week with more news and views on our media environment. Next week, we'll be talking about the early life of Glenn Beck, trying to look and see how he went from wacky morning DJ to psycho conservative talk show host. You will want to stay tuned. Media Geek is online at MediaGeek.net. Twitter feed is at Twitter.com/MediaGeek. The radio show is at Radio.MediaGeek.net. Send any comments to me, Paul, at MediaGeek.net. Thanks for tuning in.